Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 KDNS. Tonight, you'll hear from the head coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite football team in action with our Games of the Week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and also online at KDCountry94.com. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Blue Jay Locker Room Chat with head coach Keith Crisine. The St. John's Tipton Blue Jay Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Browns Electronics in Beloit, Next Tech, and by Willow Springs Services in Beloit.
Now, welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. And welcome to our Thursday Locker Room Chats with Keith Crisine, the coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays. Coach, a real nice win for you on Friday night in district play. Jumped out to a 22-0 lead over Lakeside just over 4 minutes into that one and ended up winning it 60-0 at halftime. What stood out the most there as you kind of had a chance to go back and look at it on film?
Well, you know, Dusty, what I liked about it the most was our team came out and played right from the beginning. And, you know, especially being relatively young, I know Lakeside was young, but we're still a relatively young team. Coming out, being ready to play football right from the first kickoff. And that's what stuck out. But then us capitalizing on some of their mistakes, we were able to punch them in the end zone and, you know, go up. And defensively holding them to the passing yards, because I figured they'd hit a big pass play. I didn't think we could shut them down all night long. But again, we were getting enough pressure on with them with our defensive line that we didn't have to play pass defense all night long. And Hake had to rush his passes a little bit. And then we were able to pick a couple of them off.
And you were doing it also not just offensively, but you scored touchdowns. Ezekiel had the punt return touchdown and really did a nice job. Him and Braden Perez, we talk about them guys, what they did offensively, but they were key for you. Ball Hawks on the defensive side of the ball as well.
Yes. Again, I think defensively we were in the attack mode, and that's something nice that we were able to see step up. You know, Kale, again, is doing a great job at middle linebacker for us, making play after play, leadership on the football field, you know, just taking charge, as well as, you know, I think everybody's came to trust everyone to do their job each and every time, you know, because even though Kale has been getting a lot of recognition on defense, you know, it's an all-around game. The defensive line is doing a great job funneling it, doing their job time and time again. Our safeties are coming up, and our outside corners are doing a great job. So, you know, it's an all-around game defensively, but now we just got to step it up, you know, against the big dogs as we play tougher teams.
We're talking with Keith Crisine, coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, here in the Locker Room Chats. When we come back, we'll go over this week's matchup against Rock Hills coming up Friday night here on KD Country 94.
Stop in Browns Electronics at 705 North Mill in Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all their new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2 terabyte hard drive and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Browns Electronics, 705 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
Are you tired of faucets that always drip? Stools that run by themselves? Don't like standing ankle deep in water because the shower drains too slow? When the washing machine drains, where does it back up? Call Willow Springs Services. Let them dry up those drips, straighten up those stools, and speed up those drains. Call Willow Springs Services at 785-738-2474 for your peace of mind.
Introducing TV Now from Next Tech. Now you can enjoy your TV without the hassle of cable set-top boxes. Just watch Next Tech TV Now from your favorite streaming device like Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire TV, or Android. Plus, save almost $20 per month with Next Tech TV Now with free HD, free DVR, and free replay TV, so you can watch shows from up to a week ago or start a movie that's already playing. For free features you're going to love and savings you won't believe, visit nexttech.com/TV Now.
And back in the Locker Room Chat, still with Keith Crisine, coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, here on KD Country 94. Rock Hills coming up Friday night, coach. This is your final game of the district play before you have that Week 9 cross-district matchup coming up next Thursday. Just looking at Rock Hills, this is for the district championship, so winner gets number one, loser's number two, and a lot on the line here. Both teams 5-0 in the district. What do you see from the Grizzlies here that makes them so successful this year?
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, they've been fighting the injury bug a little bit all year long, too. You know, I figured they're, you know, pretty much at full strength now, as well as we, as full of strength as what we can be. We won't have the four guys playing that, you know, all four of them are possible starters that aren't. But we've gotten over that there. We've grown as the season's come along, was able to deal with adversity. But we got to be ready to go again, come out and play fast to start with. Quick, I should say. We don't have to play fast. We got to get quick reads and get to the football and attack. They got a nice run game. They got some speed. They got some big linemen, you know, I'm expecting possibly Gillett to come back in and play quarterback, you know, so now they'll be able to have the option to throw the ball a lot more than what they have been so far as to date, because they've been pretty one-dimensional as far as running the football. But we do have to shut down their run game, because they got some tough backs and they run hard. They can run it inside, they can run it off tackle, but they can get to the outside also. So again, defensively, if we do our job and, you know, trust our teammates and run to the football and attack them, you know, and we can make plays defensively, because that's what it's going to take. We're going to have a great game defensively, and then hopefully our offense will be able to muster up enough points to be at the game at the end.
Just real quick thoughts on, you talk about the running game, and you guys have had a lot of success running the football this year as well. How do you feel your two lines match up?
Well, you know, there's a lot of similarities, I think. They got some size in the line. They're just like we do. They're not extremely quick like they have been in the past on the line, but there's got some monsters in the line. We got some monsters in the line. When I say monsters in the line, Teeny, he's a monster. He's two monsters in one, you know. I think he's came a long ways, but he's going to have to pick it up. You know, a big guy like him, you know, he's got to get a little bit more attitude and dig in a little bit deeper. But our other two linemen, they're fairly quick. You know, Eric Kinniesman and Ben Towner, they're doing great jobs. Ben's a little bit undersized, but they got the drive, so they got some quickness, you know. If we can play well with them three across the front line defensively and they get off the ball offensively, you know, we got to get our hat on the right side. And again, Dusty, our backs got to make good reads offensively coming off their blocks. And then our linebackers got to feel coming off the defensive line.
Keith Christine, coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, here in the locker room. Chats, coach, thanks for the time and good luck on Friday at Mankato.
Thanks a lot, Dusty.
And fans can hear that game on Z96.3 on Friday night. Pregame coverage beginning at 6:30 and kickoff at 7.
Our St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Browns Electronics, Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit, and Nextech.
Nextech provides brilliant business intelligence. That means if your network goes down or computer quits, you won't have to panic. Cyber attack? Data breach? Rest easy. Nextech can be your IT manager, your cybersecurity expert, your data storage system, and your hacker defense system. The list goes on and on. We defend, monitor, and respond to issues around the clock, 24/7, so you can be the expert at your business while Nextech protects it. Nextech, phenomenal business solutions.
Don't just sit in the dark. Put up a new light or add another one. Let us brighten up your life. Can't find an outlet? Extension cord too short? Add an outlet or two or more. Make them handy. Don't just make do. Motor won't run or pump has quit? In the home, on the farm, inside or out, Willow Spring Services can take care of all your electrical needs. Call Willow Spring Services at 785-738-2474. We'll take the spark out of your electrical woes.
Stop in Browns Electronics at 705 North Midland Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all their new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2 TB hard drive, and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Browns Electronics, 705 North Midland Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
We continue in the Northern Plains League with head coach Drew Dusky of the Lakeside Knights. Follow Lakeside and Northern Plains League varsity sports all season long on the web at ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94 are brought to you in part by the State Bank of Downs, Fresh Art Corporation, and by Next Tech.
And back in the locker room chats on Kitty Country 94, Drew Dunsky joining us now, the coach of the Lakeside Knights. Coach Tump won there for you on Friday night against St. John's Tipton. You fall 60-0. Just couldn't really get things going. They jumped out to an early lead on you, 22-0, about 4 minutes in, and really never looked back. What were some of the things that you saw there that went wrong for you Friday night in the loss?
Well, we talked about, I turned to Coach Everly, 4 minutes in and go, couldn't really have a worse start than we did, with just the way things played out there right at the beginning. It was tough, and to be behind the eight ball like that against a good football team, it's hard to crawl back in it. And like you said, defensively we were kind of, I don't want to say lack of effort, but I mean it just looked like we weren't all out there. I don't know, mentally, physically, however you want to say it. And then offensively, we just we couldn't get absolutely anything going. And that was tough. I think being down that quick, that much, that early had a little bit to do with that. So it was a tough goal.
You're talking about how you got down early, and I know just kind of looking at the body language of both teams, obviously it was opposite on each end of the field there. But how much did it play in? Like, you're down the two touchdowns, and then you fumble on the kickoff return and then give the ball up there. Like, how much does that just hit you real hard as you're going on in a game like that?
I mean, it's tough. It's tough to deal with that, and it's tough to come back, especially, with our team where, there's been times where we've struggled to, move the ball on offense. And when you see your defense is kind of playing lackluster and not really making plays like it should, and then we have it was a good kick return. Carter did a good job. I thought we blocked pretty well, and he got some good yards with that. And then to fumble that and give them the ball back with good field position again, I mean, it kind of takes the air out. And not to say it's discouraging and you can't get a defensive stop and come back on offense again and move the ball. But, it's tough to keep the guys, head positive. I mean, seeing play after play where, they're continually scoring and we're getting three and outs. It's tough. It's hard, especially with the football team that we have. I know we got some seniors, but we got a lot of young kids out there, and they're growing and learning, week by week and day by day. So it's a challenge for sure.
We're talking with Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights, here in the locker room chats. We'll take a time out. We'll come back. We'll go over this week 8 matchup with Blue Valley Randolph here in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out their best wishes to all of the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
Next Tech provides brilliant business intelligence. That means if your network goes down or computer quits, you won't have to panic. Cyber attack? Data breach? Rest easy. Next Tech can be your IT manager, your cybersecurity expert, your data storage system, and your hacker defense system. The list goes on and on. We defend, monitor, and respond to issues around the clock, 24/7, so you can be the expert at your business while Next Tech protects it. Next Tech. Phenomenal business solutions.
And back in the locker room chats on Kitty Country 94 and kittycountry94.com. We're still with Drew Dusky, the coach of the Lakeside football team. Coach, you get Blue Valley Randolph coming up to finish out the regular season portion of your schedule, this week 8 game, and it's a non-district game as you finished up district play last week against St. John's Tipton. Blue Valley Randolph, an interesting case where they
You know, if they wouldn't have forfeited a district game earlier this year, they'd be in the playoffs. But you're kind of wondering what maybe they have to play for in the game. What are your thoughts on the Rams coming up here on Friday?
You know, just watching the film that I've had on Blue Valley and looking at what they can do, I think Blue Valley is a pretty good team. I do think we kind of match up well with them. I think we're kind of on the same level. But, you know, I told the boys the other day that, you know, don't think just because, you know, we're not making the playoffs and they're not making the playoffs that they're going to be a bad team, because, like I said, and like you mentioned, Dusty, if they don't forfeit that game, they're going to be the fourth seed in that district and they're going to the playoffs. So, I mean, I think they're a solid team. They got some speed on offense, and they got some bigger kids. And, you know, we've struggled matching up against size this year. So, I think it's going to be a good game. You know, we just got to have the mindset to try to finish this season on a positive note.
What do they do best? Do they try to run the ball more than pass, or what's their philosophy offensively?
You know, they kind of do a little bit of both. They like to spread it out. So they'll split backs and ends out on both sides and run some jet sweeps and things like that. And kind of like the offense we like to run, you know, we don't run a whole lot of tight sets. We like to spread our offense out. So I think we kind of have the same philosophy on offense and defense. So I think it's going to be interesting game to go against another team, you know, kind of the same caliber that we are.
Drew Dusky, the coach of the Lakeside Knights, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for the time this week, and best of luck against the Rams on Friday night.
Thanks, Dusty.
Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the State Bank of Downs, Brushar Corporation in Downs, and Nextech.
Introducing TV Now from Nextech. Now you can enjoy your TV without the hassle of cable set-top boxes. Just watch Nextech TV Now from your favorite streaming device like Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire TV, or Android. Plus, save almost $20 per month with Nextech TV Now with free HD, free DVR, and free replay TV, so you can watch shows from up to a week ago or start a movie that's already playing. For free features you're going to love and savings you won't believe, visit nextech.com/TV now.
This message brought to you by Brushart Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brushart Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out their best wishes to all of the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
We continue our Thursday night locker room chats with Rock Hills head coach Brock McMillan. Remember to tune in to KD Country 94 and Z96.3 for our football games of the week. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are brought to you by Kears Driftway in Mankato, Bonert Welding and Jewel, and by Mankato Professional Pharmacy.
And back in the locker room chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Brock McMillan joining us, the head coach of the Rock Hills football team. Coach, looking at your squad here, coming off of a nice 50-6 win over Pike Valley. I know that Pike Valley had the good run game there on when they came back on that Monday night against Lakeside and established that. But you guys were able to kind of hold them in check for the most part. You won 50-6. What stood out the most there on Friday night?
I was pleased with the way we came out and played to start the game. I mean, there was a few little mistakes here or there, but we. I don't think had an offensive snap in that game until about 4 minutes ago in the first quarter. We came out aggressive on our first defensive series, and we held them to a three and out. And we were able to set up a pretty decent punt return, and we were able to return the punt. And then so we didn't run the offense there, and we came back out on defense. You know, early in the games, you know, both sides of the ball are really trying to just kind of figure out what they can do, and so Pike Valley was able to put together a pretty long drive, probably about 12, you know, anywhere from 12 to 15 plays, where you know, it really came down to two plays that they were able to really do some good stuff on, and one was a long screen play, and then the other one was just kind of a breakdown in coverage, what they scored on there at the end of the drive. But I was happy with the way that the boys made him work, and you know, didn't give up anything big other than that screenplay, just made him work for everything. And that ended up being their only scoring drive of the night. So after that drive, the guys kind of pulled it together, and you know, we're ready for what Pike Valley was getting ready to throw at them, and we're able to fill holes and come up and meet the ball, and we're able to drop back in coverage, and we were able to get some pressure with our front three, and it was just a nice defensive effort overall. And when that defense was able to do what they were doing early in the game there, I think we got up, you know, by a score or two early, and you know, in the second quarter we were able to open it up a little bit and had a pretty controlling lead at halftime, and then the second half we were able just to, you know, somewhat coast. But I think that was all set up by, you know, just coming out ready to play to start the game.
And we're talking with Brock McMillan, the head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies here. You know, went over Pike Valley 50-6. When we come back, we'll go over the big district showdown coming up on Friday night with St. John's Tipton, district championship in Mankato, here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94.
At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. You'll find more than a place to fill your prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care, answers to your questions, and exceptional customer service. Also, stop by and learn more about their GMP digital photo kiosk. As school and sports season has started, Mankato Professional Pharmacy has braces and other aids for the athlete in your family to stay healthy and safe. That's Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in and let them take care of you. There's great savings now through Tuesday at Kier's Stripway in downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have fresh bone-in pork sirloin roast, just 99 cents a pound. Now through Tuesday at Kier's Stripway, downtown Mankato. Don't miss the savings now through Tuesday at Kier's Stripway, downtown Mankato. They have best choice vegetables, selected varieties, 5 cans for $2. Stop through Tuesday at Kier's Stripway in downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
And back in the locker room chats, Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Brock McMillan still with us, the head coach of the Rock Hills football team. Big game coming up on Friday for you, Coach. This is the district championship against St. John's Tipton. You're both 5-0 in district play coming into this one, and the Blue Jays coming off of a pretty impressive 60-0 win over Lakeside last Friday. St. John's Tipton has been battling the injury bug, not unlike yourself at times this year, but when you look at this year's version of the Blue Jays, a little bit different look probably offensively than you used to. What stands out the most about them?
Well, I think more than anything is just, like you kind of mentioned earlier, just their ability to adapt to, you know, the injury bug. They've had a couple really good kids having to miss time this year, just aren't able to stay healthy, and they've had kids step up and fill roles, and really, you know, at times don't look like they missed a beat. So, you know, the Dubert kid and the Perez kid in the backfield both look like they've been just running the ball really, really strong. Really filling in those roles nicely, and the Ketter kid at quarterback, you know, has been there the last few years, and he does a really good job. He's very, very tactical and can beat you, you know, through the air on the ground, and they do a lot of good things on offense. Nothing too crazy, but they just do everything really well. And Keith, with the numbers they have out this year, he just does such a good job of just getting the most out of every kid that he has out there. You know, they're all out there doing their part in some aspect throughout the game, so he gets the most out of them, and they come out, and what I told the kids when we were watching film, I said, this team, you know, regardless of whatever else you see on film, this team swarms the ball, this team, you know, puts forth the most effort, and you know, just the little things in a game that some teams, you know, especially, you know, in their two losses this year, sometimes in a loss, a team, after they get down 30, 35, you know, 40 points, you can just see them kind of hang their heads and they're done. And this team does not do that even in those moments. So when you've got a team that's going to grind all the way to the end, you know it's going to be a competitive battle. And these guys don't give up. They go hard, you know, every single play. And that's, you know, really what you know, you try to coach your own kids to do each and every week. So that's something when you see it on film is you know you're going to be in for a battle when you go up against a team like that.
So we're looking forward to it on Friday night, St. John's Tipton and Rock Hills. Coach, thanks for the time, and best luck in that district championship Friday.
All right, thank you.
Fans can hear that game on Z96.3 Through the Lake. Pre-game coverage beginning at 6:30 Friday night from Mankato.
Our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Keir Swiftway in Mankato, and Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
You'll find great deals now this Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. In the produce department, they have all-purpose russet potatoes, 10-pound bags, just $1.99. It's now this Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. There's great savings now this Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have fresh boneless beef rump roast, just $2.99 a pound. It's now through Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. You'll find more than a place to fill your prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care, answers to your questions, and exceptional customer service. Also, stop by and learn more about their GMP digital photo kiosk. As school and sports season has started, Mankato Professional Pharmacy has braces and other aids for the athlete in your family to stay healthy and safe. That's Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in and let them take care of you.
Our Thursday night locker room chats continue on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com with Sylvan Lucas head coach Ben Labertu. Remember to tune in to the KD Country 94 and Z96.3 football games of the week. And don't forget our preview show every Friday night, getting you set for kickoff, called the Football Express, that airs at 5:40 each Friday evening. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang locker room chats are brought to you by the Bennington State Bank. Now let's get you caught up as to what is happening with Mustang football with head coach Ben Labertu.
And welcome back on the Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Ben Labertu joins us now, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. Coach, a huge win for you, especially playoff implications and everything like that on Friday night, and a big win on the scoreboard as well. You beat Logan Palco 48-0 there in your home game Friday night. Just what stood out the most, and what, you know, led to the dominant win there on Friday night?
I thought our defense played about as well as it's played all year. You know, early on, I think they get down to the 1 yard line, first and goal from the one, and I think we made that stop there, and then we just kind of didn't look back. We played really well defensively, I felt.
How do you feel about the offensive effort? I know as the season's gone along, I think you've been feeling a little bit better about what you're doing on that side of the ball. What stood out the most there Friday night on offense?
I thought the line blocked well. You know, conditions weren't great. We got anywhere from 6 to 7 inches of rain last week,
mm-hmm.
at the beginning of the week, and then we caught like a quarter inch rain Friday morning. So our field was in rough shape, and, you know, I just thought the offensive line did a good job of getting us yards, and that's what it takes in those conditions, so I was pretty proud of them.
You know, we've been talking each week about how even this district is, and Logan Palco tried to put their hat in the ring there the week before. They played an overtime game with Thunder Ridge, and they really did their best here to muddy this up a little bit more. But you guys, you know, you took advantage of some things that you already mentioned and really took control of that to make sure that it was still only a three-team race here for those 2, 3, and 4 spots. How big was that to have that kind of win in those situations?
It was big. You know, our kids, that's all we talked about all week was the fact that, and Logan's good football team, they're big and they're physical, and we just expressed to our kids that this is the biggest game we're going to play all year, you know, and I thought the kids did a good job responding.
You were talking with Ben Labertu, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll talk about the final regular season district game of the season coming up against Wilson Friday night here in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
And welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Still with Ben Laverty, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. Coach Wilson coming up for you next. They're 1-6. They've struggled a bit this year. They won their first game against Southern Cloud, but they've lost the next six. When you look at the Dragons, what do you see from that team, and what are some of the things that even concern you, even though they're just 1-6 coming in?
They have some seniors that have played a lot of football, and I know they've been beat up, and I think they're all going to be back this week. It's scary playing a team like that because their whole goal is just to play spoiler, you know. So you got to prepare for everything, and you got to make sure you show up and play. If you show up and you just think you're going to, you know, we're not just going to walk on the field and win this thing. You know, we're not talented enough to do that. And Wilson, like I said, those seniors, and they got a sophomore who's played a lot of football. Those kids can play, and if they put it together, they do it pretty well. So we got to show up ready to go.
What are some of the things that stand out the most when you face a Tony Brokish coach team?
Like I said, you got to prepare for everything. Tony does a good job. He shows a lot of different formations. He doesn't give you a lot of the same looks. Defensively, you're going to get different fronts. He's going to put pressure from different areas. It's just a lot to prepare for. So, I mean, we talked to kids this week about, you know, you got to be mentally into it, and you can't, you know, miss a line or anything, or that's where they'll score. So it's just one of those deals where Tony's going to have a lot of stuff in, and we got to make sure we can cover it.
Yeah, I know you guys are real close in proximity with Wilson. The kids probably know each other real well. Do you worry at all about their get up, I guess, for this kind of game?
No, not really. You know, it's typically a fun game. You know, like I said, the kids are, what, it's a 15-20-minute drive. Our kids are pretty close on most things. So, yeah, hopefully there's no issue in getting up and ready to play.
Ben Laverty, the coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thank you for the time again, and best of luck in that last district game against Wilson Friday night.
Thanks, Dusty.
Our Sylvan Lucas Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean. Bennington State Bank.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 KDNS. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the football coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10 as we'll get the latest football news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmond, Lincoln Leopards, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. And don't forget to tune in to the Football Express, presented by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, our own preview show airing at 5:45 Friday nights, previewing all of the area matchups in the listening area. And after the games, catch the KD Country 94 local high school scoreboard show at 10:05.